showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Comisión na Meán.
I'm Dave Daly and welcome to From the Sidelines. This week we meet the guys from Kildare Gliders Basketball Club in Newbridge, County Kildare.
Hey all, my name is Jason Mackey. I'm the club secretary for Kildare Gliders. We're based here in Newbridge, County Kildare. We're a basketball team. Just recently we've seen the growth in basketball in around the town has, and in around Kildare has just been fantastic. Like, there's more and more kids wanting to get involved. We had, I think it was 200 and something members last year. We're up over 400 now. We started 2 years ago, we started an academy for the ages of 6 to 11 year olds, and we'd never had anything like that, and we thought, right, we'll start and see, do we get much interest? And there's between 70 and 100 kids every Saturday morning now. Between, for 3 hours, we're getting 70 to 100 kids every Saturday coming down to train and learn basketball, and they just love it. And we started a girls team then. 2 years ago, we started our first girls team. We hadn't had one in a few years, and it was under 16 girls, and now we've under 13 girls, under 16s, under 18s, and we have a women's social. Next year we're going to have 6 girls teams, including a competitive women's team. They've started training now. With the lads teams, we just have so many. We've under 13 boys, we've under 14 boys, we've 3 under 16 teams, we've an under 18 team, and we've 2 men's team, plus we also have a men's social, and it's just other people that just come down twice a week and play basketball and have fun. We're struggling with facilities at the minute. We rent the gyms from 4-5 local schools. So we've the Kildare Town School, the Community College, we've St. Connell's Community College, we've the Holy Family, we've Newbridge College, we only got recently, and we have the PBS as well. Now, all the schools have been fantastic, giving us time and helping us out, but because it's grown so much, and we even have so much interest for next year, I think we have 60 people on the waiting list for next year for the teams, so it's going to expand even more. We're just struggling for facilities and game times. We literally only can play games on a Sunday, so that's where we're struggling now. We've thankfully St. Connell's have now given us a Friday, so we're able to move some games to a Friday evening, some of the, for the older teams, like the men's and the under-18s, which is fantastic. It really helps us out. So next year now, scheduling for games is going to be hard, and it's just keeping good gym time and keeping happy with the schools and things like that, managing it all. We play in the Midlands League, so we're literally playing, so we could be playing Portlaoise, Athlone, Longford are in our league, like, so there's plenty of travel. And then you have, there's team in Naas, so you've Naas Serpents, you've Kilcullen just out the road, which is the Larry Birds, so there's plenty of other teams local as well, but there is a lot of travelling as well. So we have plenty of trained coaches. We have a number of level ones and a number of intro coaches. Last year now, we trained up more coaches. We got some of the kids from the under 18 teams and under 16 teams, so we sent them off on coaching courses and trained them up, and this year they're actually helping. We have 2 girls from our under 18s, Abby and Isabella, they're helping on the under 16 third team, and we have Jake helping on the under 13 boys team as well. So we're training up players, and they've all trained as referees as well. We've put out referees now through coaching courses, which is good for the club. So it's helping us reduce our fees because we don't have to pay travelling referees. So it's good for the club that way, because everything is all funding based. Like, we don't have any income at all, so it's all sponsorship. And that's another struggle we have as well, is getting people to sponsor, because Gaelic and football are so big in the country, hurling, everything is like, and we have 2 massive clubs in Moorfields and Sarsfields that have so much more coverage that people just want to sponsor them. It's like, oh, Gliders, I don't know them, I've never heard of basketball. Do many people play basketball? It's such a struggle to get sponsorship.
Now we hear from Yvonne and Aaron about their family's involvement with the Gliders.
We turn up to every match, no matter what time it's on at, in any county. He absolutely lives and breathes basketball. He's also playing in his school team now as well. So, yeah, absolutely love it. The kids love it. I have a little one. She's 8. Apologies. She's 8 and she's in the Gliders Academy as well. It's great community for them. They absolutely love it. Aaron would have came up through the academy as well, and now he's on the team and he loves it. Training is Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 7:30. He comes down, my dad is involved, Sean Carney, he's involved big time with the Gliders, so he comes down to train with him, and then his dad comes up to collect him, and he will not miss it. And if he does miss it, he's in bad form. I was actually doing something with him the other day, and I kind of tugged his arm, and I couldn't believe the actual development in his arms already, because he was so small and so tiny, and he's after developing great. He's filling out, it's brilliant. He's making good friends out there, you can see it with them, they're chatting and high-fiving each other and egging each other on. It's brilliant, the camaraderie is brilliant.
My name's Aaron Clooney. I started off in the academy, and then I moved up to the under 13s when I turned 12, and I play for Kildare Gliders I play basketball in school as well, and all my friends play basketball. And we did it in PE a lot, and it just looked fun, so I joined a club, and I enjoyed it and kept playing.
Next, we hear Jake's story about his journey from player to coach and now referee at the club.
I started when I was under 13s, and I really enjoyed basketball. I enjoyed playing it, but I wanted to know more about the sport, and I expressed interest in coaching. So the club put me forward for a coaching course. So after that, then I wanted to know more about the rules of the game. So then I went on, and the club put me for a refereeing course as well. I play, all my friends play. It's very big in the local community, and it's growing. We've an academy where there's loads of younger players from ages of 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds up, and it's very good for the community. I started when I was 12, and there was a group of us. We started playing basketball outside, and we seen there was a local club, so we went down and joined up, and we've been playing ever since. It's really good.
Now we hear from Isabella and Abby, and they explain how the girls' section has grown and about their involvement.
My name is Abby O'Donoghue, and I started playing basketball when we were under 16s. We started off as a really small team, and it was like there was only about 5-6 players. We struggled to get numbers, and our team started growing and growing as we got a new coach. All my friends play, and we're under 18s now. We usually go to matches on Sundays, and we support each other, and it's pretty good.
My name is Isabella Waters. I play basketball for the under 16s and under 18s Gliders team, and I've only been playing for like a few months, since the end of December roundabout. And I joined because many of my friends do basketball, and they really wanted me to join. And I had some coaches come up to me asking me like if I could come and play. And I came to one of the trainings, and I really liked how they played and all. And I joined like after one training. And I really like the girls that I play with. Like they work as a team, and they work really well together. And I got asked to play for the under 18, so now I play for both teams, and like I really like playing for both of them. The coaches are very nice and engaging, and they make training a lot more fun, and the games that we play in, like even if we don't win, then our coaches always make sure to like tell us that like it doesn't really matter, and like we will like win in other games, and that it's just a game and it's still in the past now. But I really enjoy playing for it, and it's like it's a lot of fun because you make a lot more friends through basketball, and like watching the matches on the weekend gives you something to do, and it's like it's really entertaining in general. I enjoy it a lot.
Next, Reese tells us how family and fitness attracted him to the club.
Yeah, my name is Reese Simons. I've been playing basketball for a year and a half, 2 years now. I started when I was 13. I started playing because I just found it interesting, because a lot of my family members play a lot of basketball, so I got into basketball because of them. I really enjoy basketball because it's like it's different to loads of other sports like football and Gaelic. Like the fitness aspect is really important, because in training you won't be doing as much running, so you kind of have to sort that out yourself, a lot of the fitness part of basketball. Yeah, I'll be doing a lot of fitness myself outside of training and all that. You get to know how to match the ball more as you go along, more moves that you wouldn't know when you started playing, obviously. A lot of your coaches obviously help you do that and build your strength on your like your weaker hand, for example, and your shot and all that.
Now Vice Chairman Sanusi and long-term coach tells us about his involvement at the Kildare Gliders.
I've been a coach here for the last 5 years, I'd say, and before that I was also a player. As of right now, I am the Vice Chairman of the club. I'm assistant coach of the men's team, and I coach the under 16 team. I also run development camps for the younger kids, so we can keep involvement in the club. That's something that other clubs have, and we're trying to get bigger, so we need stuff like that. I've enjoyed seeing the growth of the club the last 2-3 years, because when I came initially, we had 3 coaches and like 4 teams. As of this year, we have 6 girls team, which is very good, especially because girls have a very high dropout rate. That's one of the things I'm most proud of, being involved in the club. The boys will always be there, but it's the girls that you're trying to get more involved in sports. When the season starts, we normally try to have a trials, so we can put players in a team dependent on skill level, because we don't want a player to sit on the bench all season. So we try to keep the levels as similar as possible so you can play with similar skilled individuals. And the training plan normally starts with fitness and cardio when the pre-season training. And as it gets close to training, we kind of tend to do like a bit of strength and development things. And say the last month before the season starts, we'd finalise the final team so everybody can gel before the season starts.
And finally, a word from Anna in the academy.
My name is Anna, and I play basketball with the Gliders Academy. I play on Saturdays in Newbridge, and my grand's a coach, and it's really fun to do.
I'm Dave Daly, and you've been listening to From the Sidelines on Radio Nova. If your club has a story to tell, email sidelines@nova.ie. Radio Nova, coming to a sideline near you soon. He can be